CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Arkansas, police say they've arrested a 28-year-old Springdale man in the killings of a married couple on Saturday. The couple had been hiking with their young children at Devil's Den State Park. The children were not hurt. Colonel Mike Hager, head of the Arkansas State Police.
We have a building full of criminal investigators from state police, local agencies, federal partners that are unshaven. They looked unkept. They've not slept in days. They've barely taken time to eat.
James Andrew McGann faces two counts of capital murder. Indiana's police say that what started out as a drug investigation and authorities trying to serve a search warrant ended up in an hours-long standoff in South Bend. The suspect barricaded himself inside his home when gunfire was later heard from inside. They found the suspect dead. Sergeant Ted Bonner of the Indiana State Police.
We have detectives here because it's an officer. Officers did fire shots, so it's an officer-involved shooting. It's probably going to be an active scene inside the residence for a number of hours.
Officials in Nebraska say a plant explosion has claimed the lives of several people, including children.
Two young girls and their father are dead after a huge explosion tore through a Nebraska biofuels plant. The three had been missing since the Horizon Biofuels facility exploded Tuesday in Fremont, about 32 miles northwest of Omaha. Robbie Baker is a stepfather to one of the girls.
He made a phone call to his wife and said that where the girls were at, get someone in there to get them out. And he was pinned in. There's fire all around him. Our lives are in there. We need to get them out.
The children were waiting for their dad to finish work to head to a doctor's appointment. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump, set to soon meet with South Korea's leader, strikes a deal for a 15% tariff on goods sent to the U.S. from that country. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
The two leaders are set to meet within 2 weeks, with President Trump posting on social media that South Korea is to invest a large sum of money in the U.S., and President Yi celebrating clearing a major hurdle. Alongside the tariff deal, Seoul has already agreed to spend $450 billion on U.S. investments and energy.
One of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded struck off Russia's eastern coast yesterday, triggering tsunami warnings across the Pacific. That includes along the western U.S. coastline. No reports of major damage. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in San Pedro, California.
Here in Southern California, waves measured in at half a foot. In Hawaii, just under 6 feet. Officials there triggering sirens yesterday for the first time in more than a decade, giving people 3 hours' notice to evacuate. There were still moments of panic as thousands scrambled to get to higher ground. Some were stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic for hours.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Discover more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
President Trump is hoping the newly drawn Texas congressional map will allow Republicans to pick up 30 of the state's 38 congressional seats after the midterm elections. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The new Texas congressional map is being called an aggressive attempt by the GOP to pick up 5 additional seats in the 2026 midterms. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says Texas minorities are being targeted.
This map definitely undercuts African-American representation in Texas by going after 2 of the 4 districts that have had African-American representation over the past few cycles.
At some point, State House Democrats are expected to leave the state to break quorum to prevent a vote on the map. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Meta reports robust second quarter financial results, with revenue jumping 22% year over year to $47.5 billion as it invests heavily in AI. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. meteorologist Rodney Price said the overnight, quite a few clouds, but they will eventually thin out. A northeast breeze. Morning lows will drop to the mid and upper 60s. On Thursday, some wildfire smoke, mostly sunny skies. Highs will top out in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Something in the way she Memorial Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, in the green grass. Bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop-bit-bop.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Local
news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Girl in the world, and if if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Explode.
and lightning. Heavy metal thunder racing with the wind.
So high, I never wanna die.
news, and timeless favorites. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We know. County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
And News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The manhunt in Arkansas for the suspect in the murders of a married couple in front of their two young daughters on a state park hiking trail has ended. State police have arrested 28-year-old Andrew James McGann from Springdale and charged him with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Claire Eberbach of KFSM-TV has more.
Police said the Brink family was notified of the arrest just after it happened and that the motive of the crime is still being investigated. State Park said that the trails at Devil's Den remain closed and they're taking their time to reopen them.
The couple's two young daughters were not harmed and are now with family members. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to be clear that if you commit a violent, senseless act here in our state, our law enforcement will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
There has been a verdict in a closely watched murder trial.
A jury has convicted Colorado dentist James Craig of first-degree murder in the poisoning death of his wife.
We, the jury, unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt, find the defendant, James Craig, guilty of murder in the first degree.
Prosecutors say he laced Angela Craig's smoothies for more than a week in 2023, and when that failed, gave her a dose of cyanide, which made her brain dead. They also accused him of trying to cover it up by asking his daughter and fellow inmates to fake evidence and give false testimony. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President